A feed manufacturer and poultry farmer, Louise Pendragon, has expressed a worry that in spite of the appreciation of the cedi, suppliers are still maintaining old prices. Speaking to Radio Ghana, he said the state of affairs is a disincentive to manufacturers and to an extent a burden on the consuming public. Mr. Pendragon appealed to government to institute a body to regulate the pricing in the sector to ensure control. This is said will whip all actors in line and prevent cheating.
My comment is that at the end of the day, it's good that we are focusing towards food day because the vast majority of the world don't have access to readily available food. Now, if you can concentrate farming effort in Africa towards being more efficient and effective, then we'll have more food for the public to be able to eat. Now, we are a feed mill. We have a lot of challenges involved in production. And when we have challenges involved in production, these then affect our customers who are the farmers. To give you an example, one of the major challenges we have is getting hold of constant raw materials. Constant raw materials, this week, corn was a scarcity until only about 3 days ago. We should not be having scarcity in the supply line. When you have a scarcity in the supply line, it means that you can't produce, your farmers don't get anything. Then you have a situation of the pricing. A while ago, we had a problem where the cedi was being devalued, dropping like a stone. Now the cedi has come strong and they've even improved. Those suppliers who are supplying us, who are their producers, decided to say, hey, let's reduce the prices in cedi to the general customer. So Health Food Day is supposed to focus our minds towards being more efficient. But it's not just a single thing. It's not something you expect one group to do. It's something which you expect the producer, the supplier, and then the end user to take advantage of. We are in a situation sometimes where we are fighting by ourselves, and so consequently, every man is for himself. You can't have a situation where we are producing feed, which at the end of the day is going to feed animals, which at the end of the day are going to feed the public, and they have a situation where the suppliers of the ingredients are supplying it at a higher price than they should do. Everybody has to make a profit, yes, but when the city was depreciating, the prices are going up. Now the city has come strong, the prices are supposed to come down, but instead the prices are holding. This is wrong.
And Mr. Pendragon, have the suppliers assigned reasons why they are not slashing the prices even as the CD appreciates?
The answer I've got, especially from one big concern, which is flour mills of Ghana, the answer I've got from the people who are the cutting edge, these are not the actual management. They say that management has not decreed. But why is it management decrees every time the CD was depreciating? In some cases, the prices were changing every day. You can buy something 121, next day 124, next day 125. Now the CD has stabilized. Well, you expect it to come down. It's not even stabilized. CD has appreciated against the dollar. You expect it to come back. But no, it's not happening. And if you talk of World Food Day, well, World Food Day now becomes a joke. If those people who are supposed to be helping in the provision of food for the animals, which at the end of the day we as Joe Public or general public will eat, are not getting the animals at a cheaper price than they should be. So it's becoming mercenary, every man for himself. A government needs to be able to step in and intercede and tell people, look, these prices are unacceptable. You appreciate that government is in control or has their hand in the price of petrol in this country. But if its hand is in the price of petrol, its hand should also be in the price of commodities to make sure that commodities are not excessive for making what is a vital product, which is eggs.
Mr. Pendragon, in this vein, you are advocating the public-private partnership.
I'm advocating that there needs to be a regulation or a regulator who can watch something and say, this is wrong. May not be enshrined in law, but can say, look, this is wrong. You enjoyed the price rises when the city was depreciating. Now the city has appreciated. Please show some common sense to your general customers and reduce the price. You can't be benefiting when you see something in your own advantage, and now something which is supposed to be an advantage of not only your customers, but Ghana at large, you don't want to take advantage. And it's happening with the soya companies. It's not something which I like. From my point of view, feed is expensive. When you are talking about 141 Ghana cedi for a bag of feed, that's virtually half of the national minimum wage. So when you reduce it by one cedi or two cedi, it helps.